don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are your wing women in Madtown and surrounding areas. If you have some bad news to break, Tracy, what do they do?
They need to call us.
They need to call us.
Okay. Yeah, because everybody needs a little help. And we're very compassionate people. And we got you.
That's right. I'll even give you Tracy's address if you want to go and talk to her about your problems.
Yes. I love visitors like that. Just kidding.
You're so open.
Yeah.
All right. But actually this morning, we have Ethan on the phone. Good morning, Ethan.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
We're good.
We're good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing okay. But, I mean, obviously, I'm calling to break some bad news. So, not great. But yeah, I could kind of tell you what's up.
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
my girlfriend, Brandy, we've been together for a few months. And I just I get the feeling like she, you know, even though we got a really good relationship and stuff that, like, she might want to be, you know, more open into like seeing other people. And so, you know, I want to tell her that, like, I don't care. I mean, I really don't care if she like dates other people because, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, then I don't want to stop her from that.
Wait a minute. You guys are dating. This is your girlfriend and you're okay if she dates other people?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know what we have together, you know, and you know, if there's somebody that she's interested in, like, just going on a date with and seeing what happens, then, you know, I want her to know that, like, that's okay.
So, are you really into her? Because to me, if a guy wanted me to start seeing other guys, to me, he can't be that into me.
Or maybe it turns him on.
No, I mean, I want her to know that, like, I still see her as, like, my girlfriend, but, like, I don't need to be, like, the main person, like, you know, if she's, you know, if she wants to see other people, and I feel like she probably would want to.
Oh, really?
Wow.
That's interesting.
And you're okay with that?
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some relationships known as polygamous.
Yeah.
If you're into that. Or maybe you have an open relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, are either of these two kind of what you're talking about or what you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm totally like, believe that, you know, that if she sees somebody or that she would be interested in, like, I don't want to like stop her from doing it because you never know what could happen.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the first time for this one.
Yeah.
All right. So when we get back, we're going to play a song now and then we will help you to break the bad news. Either I don't know if it's bad news or not. She might be offended or she'll think it's the greatest thing in the world.
Right.
She gets to eat her cake have your cake and eat it too. I think that's it.
Most women would be offended by this, though.
Well, we will see.
Yeah, we will.
Unless she likes to play in the play yard.
That's right.
All right. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Breaking Bad News on Through and Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. As you know, at Madtown, breaking bad news to anyone is not a fun place to be. And that's why Tracy and I are here to help.
Yep. We are here to be your wing women. Your airbags.
Your airbags?
Yeah, you know, in case, you know, the airbag.
I thought
it protects you.
I thought that was a boob joke. Kind of.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Your mind always goes.
Girl. All right. So listen, we do have Ethan. This is a serious thing. He is on the phone. Yeah. He needs to break the bad news to Brandy.
Yes.
That he is going to let her know that he doesn't care if she wants to date other men besides him.
Right.
Like, you guys are in a relationship, though, right? Your boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
How long?
Yep. 5 months
again.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
We're open to it.
Yeah.
We're
here for you.
We're here to help you.
Yeah.
So Ethan, we will mute our line. You'll be able to hear us. Although Brandy, your girlfriend of 5 months, will not. And then we'll eventually chime in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck with your call, man.
Hello?
Hey, Brandy, it's Ethan.
Hey, babe, what's up?
Not much. So I've been thinking about something, and I just kind of wanted to see what you thought. But I was thinking, like, for now, like, it'd be a good idea if, you know, you had the opportunity to, like, start to see other people.
Weird.
So weird.
Wait, what?
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. We still, I mean, we're not breaking up.
Are you
like,
breaking
I still,
up
like,
with
me? No. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, we've been together for a while, and, like, I know that we've got something really good and that we can rely on that, you know, but that also maybe if you wanted to see, like, other people and just, like, see what happened, like, I just want to let you know that
Missy?
I'd be cool with that.
Does this have something to do with Missy, the bartender? Are you, do you want to see her? Is that what you're trying to get here? I see other people.
No. This isn't about me. This is like, I'm thinking about for you.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're not even. Girl, let's chime in.
Anyone else.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hey, is this Brandy? Is this Brandy? Oh, she can't think we're the bartender.
No.
We are not the bartender.
We're not the bartender.
We are not the bartender, girlfriend.
No.
This is Krista and Tracy from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are here with Ethan on the phone.
Yeah.
He did just break some news to you, girl, that, again, he's trying to be giving and open about you dating other men.
Yeah.
That's okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
But then
you
we have
to me on the radio.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah.
It's fine.
We're here for you. That's fine.
I don't even understand. So you're not breaking up with me, but you want me to see other guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, I just want you to know that, like, I'm cool with it if you wanted to. Like, if the opportunity came up.
Well, I don't want to, but you know what? Now I'm reconsidering everything because I think that's weird.
Can we get back to the bartender? Who's Missy?
Yeah.
So we go to this bar by our house. It's a little local tavern. Uh-huh. And the bartender seems to have a crush on Ethan, and he likes to play back, and he knows it makes me mad. It makes me uncomfortable, and I tell him all the time, and I think that's where this is coming from.
Oh.
I don't think this has anything to do with me. This is probably his slimy little way to date other girls.
Ethan, is this true, my man? Yeah. Do you want to date other women?
Well, I mean, if that happened, like, it'd be fine, but honestly, like,
no,
I mean,
it would be fine. God.
You know, when when you say something like that, it honestly, it's like you're just not that into her. That's what it sounds
well,
like.
Well,
no,
he's coming up his own
like,
shoes.
It's the opposite. Like, I love the way things are with us. Like, I think we have an awesome relationship, and like,
well, you just
this is something that I want to add on to it to make it even better.
No. So you want to add more people to make it better?
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I knew you. I mean, we've only been together for about 5-6 months, but come on. We spend like every day together. Like, where is this coming from?
Right.
I've never had a clue that you remotely would want to do this. We've never talked about this.
Right.
This is weird. And then you call the radio. Like,
right.
What?
Well, that is very true. Again, since you guys have never discussed even this topic whatsoever, Ethan, I'm pretty much sure that this is more about you than it is her.
Yeah.
So,
seems that way.
Yeah. Brandy, I think, has just made a decision.
I think so.
If not, but I think you two need to discuss this further than on the phone with us. But Ethan, don't put it on her what you actually want to do in reality.
Exactly.
Just a little thought suggestion.
You want your cake and you want to eat it too.
Yeah.
Well, I want her to eat it too.
I bet you do.
Oh, I bet.
I'm disgusted. I'm not even hungry for cake.
I'm not hungry either.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.